Welcome to Coach Carter's Motivation Movement, and want to make sure you guys are aware of what's going on. Check out my book, 21 Days to a Healthier You, available on andrewfcartertraining.com, along with my YouTube channel. Go check that out for extended videos. I've got the Instagram channel as well. You guys follow me, make sure you're seeing what's going on there. I'm posting workouts, I'm posting videos to encourage and motivate, inspire. And then lastly, go check out my Instagram page, 1 minute of motivation there on andrewfcartertraining.com. I have personal training, custom workouts, online training, all available on my website. So again, go check that out. Today, I want to talk about your journey and how it takes a lot of patience and it takes time for you to get to where you want to be. But I want you guys to enjoy the process and to take time to reflect on how far you've come on this journey as you're in the journey. So be present and appreciate where you're at right now and how far you have actually come. Even if you're just starting this journey, reflect on where you've been and how you felt in those moments. And I can only relate to you guys through my own experience. You know, in high school, I was athletic. Well, before that, you know, growing up, I wasn't always the most in shape kid. You know, I was just like every other youngster. I drank and partied and hung out. I even smoked cigarettes for quite a while. So I wasn't in shape by any means. I was of shape, which was round and soft. I looked like chewed bubble gum. But, you know, I played sports. I ate like crap. You're just your typical kid, whatever mom cooked. And then all the candy, all of the chips and soda and the free lunches that I got at school would you know, kind of is what made up my diet. And as I got a little more serious in high school sports, besides my steady diet of weed and alcohol, I ate whatever I wanted, and my body clearly showed that. But I got serious once I had my first kid, 19, shout out Drew, little Drewski, we were 19, had him. I stopped smoking cigarettes and really cut back on drinking. But the big change was I got a book. It was, The Men's Health Power Food. Oh, the Men's Health Abs Diet book. And it talked about the power foods. And I made a real big change in my nutrition. Got a little bit more serious. Had a little home gym in my garage. And I really dialed in my physique. You know, I was working 5 days a week. Over at Golden West, I was building manufactured homes, and at the end of the day, I'd come home and I'd work out in the garage. A lot of upper body stuff. I didn't get big or huge. I didn't put on a lot of muscle, but I got really toned and had a visible like 4-pack, maybe a little 5-pack, but maybe weighed 200 pounds or so. I kind of continued with that for a while. Now, when we had our second kid, when we got pregnant with Ezra, I say we because I put on quite a bit of weight. I think I maybe ballooned up to 225, 230. Didn't work out quite as much. Played a lot of sports. We were heavy into a church, but with that church came a lot of eating out. You know, we would go to Blue Sky, Chinese food, and we were living a pretty busy lifestyle, and I would eat a lot of burritos off the gut truck and, you know, kind of lost track of my nutrition. Still worked out, but just not as consistent. A lot of machines, a lot of, like I said, cardio and sports. And so I can look back and see that, you know, though I was young, I had a good dedication at about 19, 20, and I looked great. I looked good, felt good. Wasn't the most athletic, but you know, had my nutrition dialed in, and I lost track of it. So on that journey, I can look back at pictures and see, man, I was in pretty good shape. Not the best shape of my life by any means, but I was happy, I was content, confident, felt good. And you lose track of that. You lose track of how you felt, how you looked, and at one time you had things, you figured out. My nutrition was good, and exercise activity was all in a good place. And so, 24, 25 is when I went back to school and ended up playing basketball. And my first year of basketball, I ate like a college kid. I ate like the rest of the basketball team, which was, we'd go on road trips and we'd stop and I'd eat hamburgers, fries, shakes. We'd go to Subway. I'd eat a foot long and chips and chocolate milk. And I guess my mindset was I'm playing college sports and I'm, looking at these kids around me. They're eating whatever they want and they're lean and they're athletic and they're in great shape. And for me, I was in good shape, but I wasn't lean by any means. I ballooned up to about 255 pounds at that point. And, put on some good size. I started working out a lot more, but wasn't lean, wasn't super athletic. And, that kind of went into my second year, where, I was eating whatever I wanted, but I can say with confidence that, I started lifting a lot more weights. I got a lot stronger and put a lot more emphasis and focus on weight training and conditioning and putting in extra work, getting up a lot of shots. So I was using a lot of that fuel now, but my body was soft. And again, I stayed about 255 throughout that basketball season, put on some good size, built a nice solid foundation, trained my legs a little bit more, started incorporating Olympic weightlifting into my weights. And so I can look back and say that I found that dedication and that discipline, that willingness to put in the work at that time. And, at the time I did train people here and there. I was working on training, but a lot of my effort, a lot of my energy was put towards, school, my kids and working. So I was balancing, all of the above at the time. But that part of my journey was exciting because I was figuring out who I was. I enjoyed the aspect of training, and I love seeing the results, putting in a little bit of work and or a lot of work and seeing myself get stronger, get faster. I wasn't bullied down in the paint when I was playing post as a 6'3" center, weighing 255. I kind of had my weight down low, which was nice. And so the big thing that really changed is after basketball, the first 2 years, I transferred to Western. And at Western was when I found paleo and CrossFit. And I took my frame from a hefty 255, a strong 255, down to 205 pounds, lean. But what I found and what I can look back in that journey is, I tried a lot of different things, but the paleo is what really leaned me up. I got back down to 205, but I had added some mass to my frame. I had put a little bit of size on with the weight training over the last couple of years. And so when I was down to 205, I looked good. I felt good. But looking back, I was really skinny. And that's when I first started doing men's physique shows, training in that way, training, cutting and strength and conditioning and, really, really dialing in my physique, playing around with macros, playing around with, water depletion and falling in love with how I looked. Now, I'm not going to say that was necessarily a healthy period because I was on a restrictive diet. I was, in a place where I wasn't eating enough. Sometimes I was overtraining. Doing 2-3 workouts a day to maintain a physique. I became almost obsessed with it. And looking back, I was really skinny. Not a good looking physique. But at the time, I liked it. I felt good. I was feeling myself. I liked where I was at. It was an important part of my journey because I realized where I could go basically if I watched my nutrition. I found how important nutrition truly was. It's because I didn't change my training per se. I trained hard, just as hard as I had, maybe I did increase the amount of times I trained, but the big thing that really changed my physique was nutrition. So that's where I found the importance in that. And so you fast forward, you know, through college, I kind of ditched paleo and really fell in love with CrossFit. And CrossFit is where I got my athleticism. I combined my 205-pound frame with explosive movements like the push jerk, like the hang clean, the snatch. I brought in some power moves like the deadlift, the back squat. I really fell in love with the front squat and moves that really increase your athleticism. And I was able to put on some good size and didn't stray a lot from paleo. I dabbled with paleo, with the zone, with what else? A little bit of the warrior diet, intermittent fasting. I tried a little keto back before it was keto, you know, Atkins style diets. I even tried being a vegan for a while. You know, I went pesco and octo vegetarian. I tried just about every diet and way that you can eat. You know, like I said, the warrior diet. I've tried the Perillo principle, your standard bodybuilding diet, and I've kind of found what works for me. But it's fun, and I can respect and enjoy the process. I can look back and say, you know, I've seen my body go through different stages. I've been strong, I've been bulky, I've been skinny, I've been lean, I've been in men's physique shape, I've competed in CrossFit competitions, and I can see how my body has gone through those changes, and I appreciate those stages. And I can take a little bit out of each one of those phases and things that I've gone through. And basically, where I'm at now, I've been able to combine the best of those things and take out the worst of those things to create my own eating philosophy, to create, you know, a strategy that works for me, that where I feel comfortable, where I feel good, where I feel healthy. And so it's a process. I believe this fitness and health and nutrition journey is a process. You're not going to be, happy until you find what works for you, whether that's training 2, 3, 4, 5 times a week, whether that's eating 80-20 healthy and, you know, 80% healthy, 20% of the time, maybe not so healthy, you know, finding that balance for you. Maybe it's running once a week or swimming or yoga, you know, CrossFit, whatever it is. That's super important that you try those things. Maybe it's spinning. You know, a really good friend of mine started spinning last night and figured that she loved it, absolutely loves it. And it's something that she may or may not be into, but trying new things, new sports, new activities, figuring out different foods, you know, experimenting with new recipes and things that you want to incorporate. You might love it, you might hate it. But it's a process, you guys. It's not just a cookie cutter, you know, do this and this is going to get you to where you want to be. You know, everything has a place. Every diet, every program, it has a place and it has a use. And they can all be super effective used in the right way. And so, you know, I wish I could sit here and tell you that, you know, this is what you have to do. But it's a journey and it's your journey. It's super individualized. It's super personal. And it's up to you to find what works for you. And so that's where our trainers come in and meal prep services is we're here to help you and expose you to different methodologies, to different training stimuluses. But in the end, it's you, either you like those things or you don't like those things. And so enjoy the process, you guys. Enjoy the journey. Figure out what it is. Look back. What are the things that worked for you? What are the things that you enjoyed? Do more of those. What are the things that you absolutely hated or didn't enjoy at all or didn't work for you? Yeah, do less of those. Throw that stuff out the window. You guys, point being, it's an individual journey. You guys, it's a long one. It's fun. You should be having fun during this process. Figure out what works for you. And I hope you guys have a great day. We're going to cut it short right here, right now. Andrew Carter's, Coach Carter's Motivation Movement. Stay blessed, stay up, keep grinding, you guys. Check me out, andrewfcartertraining.com. Follow me on YouTube. Check out my IG channel. And check out my book, 21 Days to a Healthier You. Stay blessed. Have a great day, you guys.